News you can use. First of all, I want to talk about a new study from Headache Magazine. I'm sure you all read Headache Magazine, right? Well, they came out with a story about the role of melatonin in the treatment of many primary headache disorders. The research shows that melatonin can be effective in treating several primary headache disorders, particularly cluster headaches and migraines. Turns out adults with migraines have lower melatonin levels on days they have migraines compared to non-headache days, and those with chronic migraine have lower melatonin levels in general than those with just occasional migraine headaches. For those who use indomethacin for migraines, melatonin could be an alternative since indomethacin shares an indole structure similar to melatonin. And that makes melatonin possibly effective in indomethacin-responsive headaches. Also, in another study, 65 participants who get migraine headaches took 3 milligrams melatonin at night before bed and got comparable results as much as taking 25 milligrams of amitriptyline. So if you're responding to amitriptyline and you want to find or you want to try melatonin, definitely consider that. It was interesting. They found that only taking 2 milligrams before bed didn't provide the same relief. It had to be at least 3 milligrams. So taking melatonin also helped tension-type headaches, both for adults and children and adolescents. And even for what are called primary stabbing headaches, I don't know who names these headaches, but that's pretty descriptive. Melatonin at 3 to 12 milligrams doses, all the participants became pain-free. That's pretty impressive. So next time, instead of reaching for the aspirin or Advil for a headache, why not try melatonin, at least 3 milligrams? Another study showed the use of pomegranate juice consumption for 3 years by patients with carotid artery stenosis or carotid artery blockage. It actually reduced the thickness of the wall of the carotids, it lowered blood pressure and also LDL oxidation. So this is really easy and something we can all do at low cost. In a study of patients drinking 8 ounces of pomegranate juice daily for a year, it resulted in a 30% reduction in the carotid artery thickness. And for the control group not drinking pomegranate juice, there was a 9% increase in carotid thickness. So there was a 39% difference in the thickness between the two groups. Furthermore, antibodies against LDL decreased by 19% in the pomegranate drinkers, along with an astounding 130% increase in total antioxidant status. This is just after 1 year of drinking 8 ounces daily. Systolic blood pressure was also reduced by 12%. For those who continued drinking pomegranate juice for another 2 years, there was no added benefit, indicating the antioxidant effects are almost immediate and continuous. What an effective, easy, and delicious way to prevent stroke and cardiovascular disease. And of course, pomegranate juice is also great for your prostate if you happen to have one. Another study compared the use of the FODMAPs diet for IBS, or irritable bowel syndrome. Now, FODMAPs is a very specific diet. It's an acronym for fermentable oligosaccharide, disaccharide, monosaccharide, and polyols. So it's much easier to call it FODMAPs. The diet includes fructose, lactose, sorbitol, fructans, and galactans. In other words, avoiding those particular foods. IBS symptoms are made worse by these carbohydrates. Now, foods restricted on a low FODMAPs diet include fruits that contain fructose in excess of glucose. So this would be apples, pears, also fructans containing foods like wheat, onions, leeks, artichokes. At the end of this segment, I'm going to give you a book that you can reference to give you more information about the FODMAPs diet. But a new study from the Neurogastroenterology Motility magazine, patients with IBS were prescribed a FODMAPs diet for at least 6 weeks, after which they reintroduced high FODMAPs foods in increasing amounts to determine tolerance level to these foods. 6 to 18 months after the initial visit, the patients were invited to answer questionnaires. And of the 103 who agreed to participate, 61% reported adequate symptom relief during those 6 weeks of FODMAPs restriction. 57% reported long-term relief at long-term follow-up, and 82% of the patients were continuing the diet even after several years. So it's interesting that primary foods to avoid in the FODMAPs diet are wheat and dairy. So a low food allergy diet for each individual may also be very effective than attempting to encompass all the FODMAPs diet. There is a dose response to the FODMAPs also. Differentiation may be with the following: if the patient has extra abdominal symptoms, such as headaches, joint pain, skin rashes, that may signify a food allergy matrix problem rather than a pure gut IBS problem. Now, a great source for understanding the FODMAPs diet for IBS is a book entitled The Low FODMAP Diet for Beginners, A 7-Day Plan to Beat Bloat and Soothe Your Gut with Recipes for Fast IBS Relief. This is by Molly Tanitsky and Gabriella Gardner. The title again is The Low FODMAP Diet for Beginners, A 7-Day Plan to Beat Bloat and Soothe Your Gut with Recipes for Fast IBS Relief. And lastly, have you ever gone to your favorite grocery store and seen the little PLU sticker codes on your favorite fruit and vegetable that you purchase? It's like a white little sticker with maybe some bars and numbers on it. By the way, PLU stands for Price Lookup. Well, I'm going to teach you how to read these stickers so you can impress your family and friends to know exactly what kind of produce you're buying. Now, a 4-digit code beginning with a 3 or a 4 means the produce is conventionally grown and likely contains cancer-causing chemicals. Despite how delicious it looks and how fresh it tastes, a conventionally grown vegetable often looks much brighter because it takes a lot longer to naturally age on its own because of these chemicals. Also, a 5-digit code beginning with 8 means the produce is genetically modified and has genes from experimental organisms. Now, remember that many stores don't use PLU codes, and distributors can label GMO foods as conventional, including GMO corn, soybeans, canola, cotton, papaya, and squash. Now, the last code I want to talk about is the 5-digit code. It starts with the number 9, and this is what you want to look for because this means the item is organic. So from now on, when you go to the store, look at the PLU codes before you purchase your produce. And of course, you want to support your local organic farmer and protect your own health. So remember, 9 is fine. 3, 4, and 8 are not so great. 9 is fine. 3, 4, and 8 are not so great.